it falls into a ditch, no one will pick it up.
羊如果没有牧人，有时候走错了路，也没有人去把它找回来。
A sheep without a shepherd, if it gets lost, no one will come and look for him.
羊如果没有牧人，也就没有草吃，没有水喝，也没有人带它到有草的地方。
A sheep without a shepherd will have no grass to eat, no water to drink, and no one to guide them to sources of food.
我们看到很多的羊，总是看到牧羊人在旁边。
And so whenever we see many sheep, we will see a shepherd nearby.
这个羊确实需要牧人。
Because a sheep needs a shepherd.
那主耶稣看世界上这么多人，就好像羊没有牧人。
When Jesus looks at this world, he sees many sheep without a shepherd.
从属灵上来讲啊，人实在很可怜的。
And spiritually speaking, mankind is very pitiful.
因为我们没有找到神。
Because they have not found God.
虽然物质上表面很丰富。
Even though physically they look to have plenty.
但是我们人的心呢，很干渴。
But our hearts are thirst.
很空虚。
Our hearts are empty.
找不到满足。
We cannot find satisfaction.
我们看到很多的人哦，在醉酒、用药哦，在找刺激、找放纵，其实都是在讲他们很空虚。
People might drink or use drugs or seek excitement, but this is all signs of their emptiness.
但是他找不到哦，哪个地方能够得到满足。
And they do not know where to go to find fulfillment.
所以耶稣看这些人其实是很可怜的。
And so Jesus sees these people as being very pitiful.
那主耶稣可怜这些人他做什么？
So we know that Jesus has compassion towards these people. Then what does he do?
圣经说，于是开口教训他们许多的道理。
The Bible tells us that he began to teach them many things.
那这些道理就是要借着道理使他们能够真的认识神。
And through this, his word, they can come to know God.
更重要，认识主耶稣本身就是牧人。
And they can come to see Jesus Christ as the shepherd.
我们看到世界上很多人很可怜。
In this world, there are very many who are pitiful.
我们常常要想怎么帮助他。
And we often think about how we can help them.
那我们又想说，我们真的很有限。
And we realize how limited we are.
经济上，我们有多少多余的可以帮助别人呢？
How much can we help them financially?
时间上，我们有多少多余的时间可以帮忙别人呢？
Time-wise, how much extra time do we have to devote to them?
力量上，我们上完班在处理自己的家事，有多少力量可以帮助别人呢？
Energy-wise, after we go to work and take care of our own family matters, how much extra energy do we have?
我们看到很多人很可怜，但是我们想要帮助好像很难做得到什么。
We see many who deserve pity, but we're limited in how we can help.
但是有一个方法，就是主耶稣做的。
But there is one way, and this is the way that Jesus did.
就是讲道理给他们听。
He spoke the word to them.
让他们能够找到那真正的牧人。
So that they can find the real true shepherd.
那真正的牧人呢，会眷顾这些羊，带领这些羊。
And then the true shepherd will lead and protect these sheep.
这个才是最根本我们帮助别人的方法。
And this is the most basic way to help others.
主耶稣跟他的母亲去参加婚宴。
When Jesus went to a wedding banquet with his mother,
忽然酒用尽了，把酒用尽，酒用完了。
They found that the alcohol was used up.
那个场合，以前那个传统的场合，没有酒喝又没有快乐。
And so, according to tradition, back in those days, without alcohol, there was no joy.
那怎么办呢？
So what are they to do?
主耶稣的母亲也很有爱心。
And so Jesus' mother was full of love.
她不只关心自己的需要，她也一直在看周围的人的需要。
She wasn't concerned only in her own well-being, but she was concerned about everyone else.
她看到这个婚礼没有酒了。
She realized that the wedding banquet had run out of alcohol.
她也很糟了。
And so she was concerned.
但是好的就是，她知道把这个问题带来找主耶稣。
But the good thing is that she realized that she should bring this problem to Jesus.
就告诉主耶稣说他们酒用尽了。
So she told Jesus that they are out of wine.
那主耶稣就用很奇妙的方法，用水变成酒。
So Jesus used a very miraculous technique. He changed water into wine.
大家喝了以后发现那个酒比以前的酒更好。
And everybody drank and said that the wine was better than the previous wine.
以前的酒是用钱买的。
The previous wine was purchased by money.
那现在的酒不要钱，就是 水放到石缸拿出来就是酒。
And this wine was free. It was just water that was poured into a basin.
主耶稣的母亲帮他们解决了问题。
But Jesus' mother solved their problem.
最简单的方法就是把问题带来找主耶稣。
Using the most simplest technique by bringing this problem to Jesus.
那这里主耶稣看到他们很可怜，就想讲道理给他们听。
So here, feeling compassion for the people, Jesus began to speak to them.
我们今天啊，布道会快到。
And our evangelical services are coming soon.
啊，我们如果啊想要为神做一些工哦，那种心理上的感受很重要。
And so, if we want to do work for Him, our mental mindset is very important.
就是如果我们感觉到周围的人都很可怜。
And if we feel compassion for others.
那我们就会很甘心乐意的为主耶稣来做一些事情。
Then we will very willingly want to do things for Christ.
那主耶稣常常有这种怜悯众人的心。
And Jesus Christ often has a compassionate heart.
所以我们看他在做圣工哦，非常不一样。
And so we can see when he works, he acts differently.
我们看三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31.
他就说：“你们来，同我到暗地的旷野去歇一歇。”这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。这个地方说，主耶稣啊，很忙啊。忙到不但没有休息，连吃饭也没有时间。
Here it tells us that Jesus was so busy that not only did he have no time to rest, he didn't even have time to eat.
那在马可福音第三章里面
，In Mark chapter 3, it says,
有提到第二十节
，mentions in verse 20,
耶稣进了一个屋子，众人就聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。啊，二十五节。21. 耶稣的亲属听见就要拉住他，因为他们说他是癫狂的。这里讲啊，主耶稣在做圣工啊，做到连吃饭也忘记了。
Here it says that Jesus was doing holy work to the point that he didn't even have time to eat.
那他的亲就觉得说，哎，主耶稣这个不正常，癫狂。
So his family thought that he was going out of his mind.
那文士就讲得更刺激啊，说他是被鬼附着。
And the scribes said something even more severe, that he was possessed.
为什么会说他癫狂？
So why did they say that he was going out of his mind?
因为跟一般人的生活方式不一样。
Because he lived contrary to the normal lifestyle.
他连饭都顾不得吃。
He didn't even have time to eat.
所以一般人的正常生活一比，他不正常，不正常就是癫狂。
So compared to the average lifestyle, he was abnormal, and if he's abnormal, then he's crazy.
那我们就知道为什么主耶稣会好像癫狂。
So why did it appear that Jesus was insane?
因为他知道他在世界时间很短。
Because he knew what a short time he had in this world.
确实也很短。
And it was very short.
只有差不多三年半。
Only about 3.5 years.
那三年半的时间要做很多事情。
There was much to be done in 3.5 years.
那这个很要做很多事情，你就有时候要把它做好，连饭都没有吃了。
And since there was so much to do, if he wanted to do a good job, then he didn't have time to eat.
主耶稣三年半所做的事情，有时候我们在服侍神啊，30年都做不到十分之一。
The amount that he had accomplished in 3.5 years, we might take 30 years and still not come close.
那主耶稣怎么会做到好像癫狂
？So how did Jesus act to the point that he seemed to be going insane?
有时候我们做父母的都知道。
Now, as parents, we might understand.
有时候去拜访一些家庭啊，特别神祝福他们一次生两个。
And when I go visit families who are especially blessed, some of them are blessed with 2 kids at once.
啊，当然这个很好，一次解决。
So at once.
但是啊，你在看那个妈妈在照顾两个孩子，好像癫狂一样，真的连饭都没有吃。
But if you look at the mother, it seems like they're going insane, taking care of the 2 kids, and they don't even have time to eat.
那为什么连饭也不吃？因为爱孩子。
And why don't they have time to eat? Because they love their children.
那如果一次生四个，那真的是癫狂，那真。晚饭、早饭都不要吃。
Then if they had four kids at the same time, then they will truly go insane and never be able to eat.
爱会让人牺牲。
So love leads one to sacrifice.
牺牲到连我们过比较简单的生活，跟大家不一样的生活，我们都很甘心。
And it will lead us to willingly sacrifice what would be considered normal.
那个就是主耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
他看到人很可怜。
He felt compassion.
他爱世界上的人。
He loved the people of this world.
所以把握每一个时间在一直做工。
So he wanted to take every moment to do work.
那做到他死为止。
To the point when he died.
他叫做爱人爱到底。
So he loved to the point of death.
这个到底就是到他死为止。
In other words, he would love them till he died.
到底就是到他最后一滴血都流出来，他什么都弄出来了，给人类。
He would love until the very last blood of his last of his blood was shed.
所以我们现在想我们自己在服侍神这个工作的精神，比起主耶稣真的是很差很多。
When we think about our own spirit of servitude, then we are very greatly different from him.
我想啊，我们没有到癫狂这个程度。
We're not anywhere close to going insane.
那保罗啊，圣经里面讲，保罗也是一样。
According to the Bible, Paul was similar.
我们看这个哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
哥林多后书五章的十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13.
我们果若癫狂是为神，果若谨守是为你们。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you.
这里说，保罗说，我们如果被人看作癫狂，这是因为神。
So Paul here is saying that if we look to be insane to others, then it is for God.
那很多人看保罗也真的是癫狂。
And when people looked at Paul, indeed they thought he was a little bit crazy.
他这样被逼迫、被审判的时候，那个王啊，都说保罗啊，你学问太大，叫你癫狂。
Even when he was being persecuted. Being tried and persecuted, the judges said that he was insane.
但是保罗知道他在做什么。
But Paul knew exactly what he was doing.
他知道神在呼召他。
He knew that he was called by God.
要救人的联盟。
To come and save souls.
他为什么可以做到好像别人都觉得癫狂？
So why was he able to act as if he was almost insane by others?
他说是因为神。
It was because God, of God.
什么叫做因为神？
What does it mean to be for God?
十四节。
Verse 14.
基督的爱激励我们。
For the love of Christ urges us on.
是神在感动他。
Because God was moving him.
我们今天服侍神呢，最重要也是最难的，就是有神的爱在感动我们。
Today when we serve, we must have the love of God moving us.
如果神的爱在感动我们呢，我们服侍的精神会大大提高。
And as long as God's love is moving us, then our spirit of servitude will increase.
而且我们出于爱在服侍神，我们不会埋怨。
And when we serve out of love, we will not feel unhappy.
我们只觉得做得不够。
We will only feel that we do not do enough.
我们不会埋怨。
We will never complain.
因为我们是爱神。
Because we love God.
因为我们感觉到神爱我们。
Because we feel that God loves us.
主耶稣啊，就怜悯他们。
So Jesus Christ had compassion on them.
所以主耶稣对众人的怜悯使他这个工作的态度精神不一样。
Jesus' compassion is what leads him to have a different attitude towards mankind.
今天我们在服侍神常常真的我们要求神把这个爱浇灌在我们心里。
Today when we serve, we should ask God to fill us with his love.
我们现在来看马太福音第九章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 9,
36.
Verse 36.
马太九章三十六。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。所以说，主耶稣看到许多人，就怜悯他们。
Here it says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them.
说他们困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人。
Because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
如果英文翻译这个没有希望
So it means that they looked hopeless.
也没有帮助。
And they had no source of help.
很可怜
So it was worthy of pity.
耶稣怜悯他们。
And that is why Jesus had compassion.
那主耶稣这个怜悯会影响他的整个生活形态、生活方式、生活内容。
The compassion of Jesus influenced all aspects of his life.
我们看三十五节。
Let's look at verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，就在各会堂教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。这个地方说，耶稣走遍各城各乡、各会堂教训。
Here it says that Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues.
哦，那个时候是用走的，是很辛苦的。
And it was a lot of work to be walking everywhere.
哦，那主耶稣的传道的生活形态啊，非常简单。哦、
His life of preaching was very simple.
哦，而且啊、没有什么享受。
There wasn't much luxury.
啊、就是到处走。
He walked everywhere.、
哦、那我们每一个人都很喜欢安定的生活。
All of us like to live a stable life.
那主耶稣可以这样做，就是他对人的怜悯。
Jesus was able to do what he did out of compassion.
所以今天我们在看啊，我们啊有怜悯的心肠，我们也愿意啊为着爱别人啊在过这样的生活。
Today we should have compassion and live the life that we live out of compassion.
那三十七节，我们看马太九章三十七节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 9 verse 37.
于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。”三十八。
38.
所以你们应当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他们的庄稼。所以主耶稣说啊，要做收割的庄稼多。
Yeah, it says that the harvest is plentiful.
但是做工的人少。
But the laborers are few.
那个庄稼就是主耶稣说怜悯的众人。
So the harvest entails all those who God has a compassion towards.
就是他们的灵魂啊。需要被拯救。
All of their spirits need to be saved.
他们需要得到救恩。
They need to receive salvation.
但是做工的人少。
But the workers are few.
就是真的能够啊传道理给他们听，让他们能够来寻找神，这个人很少。
Those who are able to preach and bring them to seek God are few.
所以三十八节啊，要求庄稼的主打发工人去收割他的庄稼。
And so in verse 38 it says, therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
哦，我们常常想说，工人如果少，要怎么计划去栽培工人？
Sometimes we think about how if we only have a few laborers, how do we bring up more laborers?
但是我们看主耶稣的方法啊，是另外一种方法。
But Jesus has a different method.
所以要求庄稼的主打发工人去收割他的庄稼。
He asked the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
也就是向神祷告。
In other words, we should pray towards God.
那神会感动人来做他的工作。
And then God will move people to do his work.
我们教会的圣工啊，就是要向神祷告，神感动更多人来服侍他。
We should pray and ask God to move more people to help out in his holy work.
啊，也求神用他的怜悯啊，充满我们的心啊，让我们有怜悯的心啊，来关心别人的灵魂，来服侍人。
And we also ask God to fill us with a heart of compassion so that we can serve others.
那我们在服侍神呐、啊，我们跟主的感觉就一样。
And that way, when we serve God, we will have the same mindset as Jesus.
我们看慕道者来教会，我们觉得他很可怜，他需要救恩，所以我们这样来传福音给他。
And we will want to preach out of pity whenever we have truth seekers come.
那当人认识的这个啊牧人
，When a person comes to know the shepherd,
啊，他就得到很多的恩典。
He will receive many blessings.
我们现在看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。好，再看第十节。
10.
啊，盗贼来无非是偷去、杀害、毁坏，我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得着更丰盛。好，这里主耶稣说他来要叫羊得生命。
He says that I have come so that to give the sheep life.
啊，当然这生命是指的属灵的。
And of course, this life is spiritual.
他要得着更丰盛的生命。
So that they can have it more abundantly.
那生命丰盛啊，我们人呢、啊，活在世界上就可以把啊那个神的美好就表现出来了。
And with an abundant life, we can show the good shine with the goodness of God.
啊，人的生命一丰盛，神的平安喜乐就充满在我们里面。
And once we have an abundant life, then we will be filled with the joy and peace of God.
因为生命丰盛的结果就是跟神一样。
And the result of having an abundant life is to become like Christ.
身上有神的本性，有神的恩典。
Then we will have the likeness.And the grace of God.
所以这个平安啊，喜乐就会增加。
And peace and joy will increase.
那这个 牧羊人要让羊得生命，得到更丰盛啊。那么诗篇二十三篇就是，啊，他领我在可安歇的水边，领我到啊青草地上。
So in order to have to receive more life and to live an abundant life, he must be, as it says in the book of Psalms, that he will lead us into green pastures and still waters.
那个青草地啊，就是神的话。
So the green pastures refers to the word of God.
那个溪水旁就是神的灵。
And the still waters would be God's spirit.
主耶稣讲很多的道理，要带人回到他的身边。
God teaches His word to bring people back to Him.
然后人要借着他的话跟他的灵，灵性不断在成长，在进步。
And we will grow through His spirit and His word.
使他的生活充满着神里面的平安跟喜乐。
And then our lives will be filled with His peace and joy.
对主耶稣啊，我们再回到啊马可第六章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 6.
说开口教训他们许多的道理。
So God spoke many words to them.
啊，这是第一个啊，主耶稣所做的怜悯众人的事。
So this is what he did first out of compassion.
那第二个哈，主耶稣啊怜悯众人第二件做的事情就是变饼给他们吃。
And so the second thing that Jesus did out of compassion was to create more bread for them.
对，四十四节，吃饼的男人共有五千。
In verse 44, it says that those who had eaten the loaf numbered 5,000.
也就是主耶稣照顾他们生活的需要。
In other words, Jesus took care of their daily needs.
我们现在看啊，马太福音十五章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章三十二节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 32.
耶稣叫门徒来说：“我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天没有吃的，我不愿意叫他们饿着回去，恐怕在路上困乏。”啊，三十三节。
33。
门徒在说，在旷野哪里有这么多的饼叫这许多人吃呢？啊，这里说主耶稣啊怜悯众人。
Here it says that Jesus had compassion for the crowd.
原因是因为他同主耶稣在这里已经三天了。
Because they had been with him now for 3 days.
没有吃的。
They have nothing to eat.
那他跟主耶稣在一起三天做什么？
What were they doing for the past 3 days?
就是在听主耶稣啊宣讲神国的福音。
They had been listening to the gospel of the heavenly kingdom from Jesus.
那主耶稣看到这些人这么渴慕福音，但是已经三天没有吃东西了。
So Jesus saw how they were thirsting for the gospel, but they had nothing to eat.
主耶稣怜悯他们，就不愿他们饿着回去。
And so he had compassion and did not want them to go home hungry.
我们可以看主耶稣好像父母一样。
Jesus was like a parent.
像父母看孩子要远行，总是包一些东西给他带在路上吃。
So when the parent sees their children going on a long journey, he'll prepare some food.
那这里说啊，主耶稣啊就变饼给这个世间的人吃吧。
So then Jesus made enough bread for them to be filled.
所以这样看起来啊，主耶稣怜悯众人啊，另外一个就是他会照顾我们生活的需要。
So the other way that Jesus exhibits his compassion is by providing for our daily needs.
我们在美国这个地方啊，工作也没有什么安全感。
When working in the U.S., we often feel a lack of security.
所以每一个人的一生啊，总有几次有被解雇的这种经验。
In our lifetime, we might be laid off a couple times.
这是说每个人都会遇到。
This is something that everyone will experience.
我们常常就会有点忧虑，我工作要做到什么时候呢？
So we might often be anxious about and wonder how long will we hold on to this job.
但是如果我们看我们的主啊，他是怜悯众人的神。
Well, if we look at our Lord, He has compassion towards all of us.
他要把让这四千个人吃饱。
He wanted to ensure that the 4,000 were fed.
但是他门徒说我们没有这么多东西啊。
The disciples said we don't have that much food.
就说用人的方法是不可能啊，四千人你怎么让他吃饱呢？
According to human means, there was no way that they could have fed all these people.
那主耶稣就问他说你还有多少饼？
But Jesus asked them how many loaves have you?
他说有七个饼。
They said seven.
几条小鱼
and a few small fish.
那这也不能够让四千人吃饱。
That wasn't enough for 4,000 people.
但是他的恩，他的能力很大，就这个几个饼就让四千人吃饱。
But by his great power, he was able to fill 4,000 stomachs.
告诉我们主耶稣要照顾我们的生活需要对他来讲并没有困难
This tells us that if God wants to provide for our daily needs it's not difficult at all
那在他还有什么困难
So then what other difficulties are there?
所以不要为生活的忧虑
We should not worry for our daily needs
要先求神的国跟神的义
We should seek God's kingdom and his righteousness
那日用的饮食神都会照顾
And then God will provide
所以这四千个人在那里听了道理三天了啊，主耶稣就照顾他们的需要。
And these 4,000 people, after listening to God's word for 3 days, God provided for them.
我们生活如果有缺陷，我们可以向神祷告。
So if we have a shortage of anything, we should just pray to God.
把神的应许当作一张支票。
And we should use God's promise as a check.
那个支票签的人是主耶稣。
And God has signed this check.
那支票上面写的是不用为吃喝忧虑。
And on the check it is written that we should not worry for our daily needs.
啊，因为我们比飞鸟贵重
Because we are more precious than the birds of the air
我们比百合贵重
And the lilies of the valley
那如果神看顾飞鸟百合也会看顾我们
So if God watches over the birds and the lilies then he will watch over us
那我们这样向神祈求
And if we ask this of God
神的应许都会实现
God's promise will be fulfilled
但是我们需要先求神的国跟神的
But we must first seek his kingdom and righteousness
讲这个四千个人
And like these 4,000 people, we will experience compassion.
那神的怜悯我们，那世界上还这么困难。
And once God shows compassion towards us, then what difficulty is there left?
这是第二个，啊，主耶稣怜悯所做的事情。
So this was the second action that Jesus took out of compassion.
他变饼给我们吃。
He creates bread for us.
好，第三个。
Number three.
我们看马太福音十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
啊，23节。
13,
耶稣听见了，就上船，从那里独自退到野地去。众人听见，就从各城步行跟着他。14, 耶稣出来见了许多人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病。这个地方讲哈，耶稣怜悯他们。
Here it said that Jesus had compassion for them.
然后治好他们的病。
And cured their sick.
那我们看这些人在追求主耶稣啊，很迫切。
These people are very fervent in their pursuit of God, Jesus.
所以个人，从各城走路在跟着他。
They walk town to town with him.
这个是我们可以讲他在追求主啊，精神很好。
They had this admirable energy.
所以就感动了神了，神的恩典就临到他们了。
And they moved Jesus so that his blessings were showered upon them.
神的怜悯，结果他们病就得到医治。
And when he showed compassion, they were cured of their illness.
所以这是主怜悯我们的第三个他要做的事情。
So this is the third action that Jesus takes out of compassion.
要帮助我们解决我们的困难。
He will help solve our difficulties.
所以我们身上啊，只要有神的怜悯的话，我们身上会有常常有神的恩典。
So as long as we have God's compassion, then we will often see His grace.
很多的困难在信靠神的过程中都可以解决。
Our difficulties will be solved while we seek Him.
那每一个困难我们得到解决，我们对神的信心就会更增加。
And when each difficulty is solved, then our faith will increase.
所以我们从这四福音看主耶稣怜悯众人他做三件事情。
So when we look at the four Gospels and see how Jesus shows His compassion, we see it in three ways.
第一个，他讲道理给人听。
First, he spoke the word to them.
第二个，他变饼给人吃。
Second, he created bread for them to eat.
第三个，他医人的病。
Third, he cured the ill.
主耶稣的怜悯没有改变。
Jesus' compassion did not change.
主耶稣也怜悯我们。
And Jesus has compassion towards us.
所以他也愿意借着他的道理让我们能够灵性丰盛。
He is willing to use His word so that we may spiritually grow.
他愿意照顾我们生活的需要。
He is willing to provide for our daily needs.
他愿意帮助我们解决困难。
He is willing to help us with our difficulties.
但是我们要渴慕他。
But we must seek Him.
要追求他。
We must pursue Him.
对他有信心。
We must have faith.
那我们就可以体会到神的怜悯天天在我们身上。
Then we can experience God's compassion daily.
那常常。
Let's sing Him.